Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong, back for another season, another draft. Haley, how are you doing?
Amy, it feels like it's been so long.
I think it's
because we talked every week for about 9 months. And these three months without you, I've been a little lost. Like, we've stretched our wings. We've done other podcasts, but like, we're coming back home.
Yes, it's time.
It's time.
It has felt like a really long time. It's really odd because this is the normal time that Bachelorette would be on. But you know, this was a quarantine year as well. So
yeah, every week has felt like 45 weeks, but also like one day.
Yeah.
And so exactly. Of course, we couldn't do this Bachelor draft alone. We would never. Although, Amy, that's something to consider. Maybe we'd actually win one if we didn't invite anyone.
Oh, that's true. We have a 50-50 shot unless like the listeners come in with like a sleeper.
Today with us, one of my long-term draft buddies over on the Dom and Colin podcast, Brian Scally. How are you doing, buddy?
Hello, hello. I am so honored to be here. You know, I was thrilled to come on for the episode recap, what we talked about last season. But the draft is just a whole nother level of honor, and so much so that I had to pass on some of in honor of Haley's namesake. I had to have Pizza Hut for dinner to yes. honor her a little bit. For dinner tonight, for the first time in a couple of years, I just went with the plain pie, but treated myself to some breadsticks. So
I love this for us. I love this for everyone. Listen, Pizza Hut's underrated. I love Pizza Hut. I love a fast food pizza. I love it.
I like Domino's and Pizza Hut.
It's different from a regular pizza, but they're both good foods.
Amy, while we were gone in our off season, I discovered a new pizza from Domino's because my town has finally got a Domino's. We're really moving up in the world. You can eat it actually. So it is vegetarian. Mm-hmm. It's three cheese, but instead of tomato sauce, it's on a garlic base.
Ooh, I didn't know they have that.
Unbelievable. 15 out of 10 would recommend.
Nice. I've occasionally been getting like the Brooklyn style crust where it's like the foldable crust when I want to feel like I'm traveling or something.
That's the move.
Mm-hmm. I've been like dying to try a Detroit style where they just put the sauce all on top. I think that's what Detroit style pizza is. Please also don't beat me telling me I say Detroit wrong. Like, just leave me alone. Honestly, it's been a long year. You really want to attack me here? No, you don't. Anyway, Brian, why we invited you here today? First of all, we just enjoy talking to you. It's a nice time. Mm-hmm. Second of all, it's to kick our asses at the Bachelor draft. So I told Brian before this, and Amy, I told you this last week, my strategy going into this, complete blindness. I have not even looked at the website, haven't watched a single Katie promo. I don't know anything about this season. Some of you might tell me that that's bad journalism. Well, I tell you, my degree is in tourism and hospitality, so I don't care. Not to say I don't care about this bachelor draft. No, 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 my friends.
No.
I care so much that I'm willing to try something incredibly drastic to try and win it for the first time in about half a decade.
You know what, Haley, you told me that you might consider doing this. And I thought, what could I do? You know, I can't like not read these bios, even though I would love to not read them because they're always like, they've just gotten worse and worse. They're about the same thing. And I thought, where have I gone wrong? Is I looked for like who I think is the cutest or who I think that the person will think is the cutest. So I did my best to try to place my hand over their face and only read the bios.
Oh, I love this.
I made my list and I'm going to stick to it. I have my three tiers of like top choices, middle choices, bad choices. And so, I mean, I'll have to look at them when I'm choosing them on the board, but, or I'll have to see them once I make the selection, but I'm going to only look at them once I say the name and stick to my list.
This is so interesting. I love the different styles.
We're going into our eighth year. Our podcast would be entering third grade in September.
Wow. Oh, that's wild.
Wow. Our baby is growing up. So yeah, we need to mix it up.
Yikes. Brian, what was your strategy?
Usually I'm someone who I don't watch any trailers. I don't want anything spoiled, especially with how heavy the spoilers on some Bachelor previews. But you really did not miss anything. The extent of the previews for this season are like, Katie's here and that's it. The guys all have the same bio, basically. There's not a lot there. So, Haley, you're missing nothing.
Well, I feel like they didn't amp her up at all. Like there was rumors that came up that was like, well, Katie finished the season early because she knew what she wanted. And like, the producers had issues with Katie because she just knew what she wanted too much. And it's like, what? And like, oh, it's a different energy without Chris Harrison around. It's like, yeah, there's probably feels like a warm community in which people don't feel like somebody's going to be racist towards them.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were the kind of the only things I had seen was just like, we heard they were back from filming a little bit earlier than normal, maybe a week or something, which just seems odd. And then I saw a lot of criticism about like the very short promo they had, which was just like Katie wearing a sort of in my like dated looking or not that stylish of an outfit or something. So they just thought like, did they go more low budget for Katie than they've ever done before?
I really feel like it will be the most low budget season of all time. Like it's so low budget that they're like, she's not even the only Bachelor this year. We have Michelle coming. It's like, oh, okay. I feel like Katie's going to get swept under the rug here.
Well, when you have to split the budget between two seasons, that is a little bit inevitable.
I didn't even think about that. I was thinking more like, okay, shouldn't they continue to escalate? Because, you know, we saw Matt James' season was a lot more like they had the time to figure out how to make it feel more like a Bachelor season. But or is it the like, oh, Bachelorette, we don't care about as much. And so we're just going to kind of go back to like the bare bones that we did for Claire and Tayshia's season and just do it in New Mexico this time.
Yeah, I did think I saw something that like they were having trouble with the place they were originally planning to film. So maybe this contributed to things, but have heard similar things to both of you.
I feel like I got robbed of a BAMP season. And if Michelle isn't in BAMP, I'm going to be pissed off.
Same.
Yeah.
Give me BAMP or give me death. Am I right, folks?
Those are the two options.
So Brian, because you're new here, and because I can only assume, no, Mari did win last season, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, well, because she's the winner and you are now Mari.
Oh,
you are
Mari's guest.
What's it called? What's it called when you're you're Mari's proxy?
Oh,
That's what you are.
All right,
you get to choose the draft order.
Even
just like you do
pressure
on every challenge draft we do together. Am I the only one to call you Brian? Like, do your parents call you Scally?
No, they do not. You're not the only one, but very few within RHAP. So maybe the only one there.
I always feel weird calling people by their nicknames, even if their nicknames are last name.
Well, that is up to you. I was going to say you and Rob on occasion by accident. otherwise, I think everyone else has made the switch.
Brian Scully, tell us the draft order.
Ooh, let's go with I'm assuming we're doing a snake draft. Let's go Haley, Amy, myself.
Ooh, wow. Nice. You're going the last spot. I did not expect that from you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little nervous about it. I have a definite top three. So,
I have also a question, because before we make our selections, ABC has the bio as Box, but then I did see other sites of like who the, I'm assuming the Box is, because their bio is not on the site. So do we name that person or would you say Box?
I say we name the person. I refuse to call somebody Box.
All right. We will, when we make that choice, we'll just reveal that if people are not aware who Box. And
I was correct in assuming it is a snake draft. Yes. Or
yes.
I mean, we don't know what other kinds of drafts are. If I'm
just checking.
Like a line. What's it called?
Yeah. We have no like auction money. We have
no clue.
You don't always done this way.
All right.
So I'm gonna make the first selection. Oh, and Bachelor in Paradise is coming. Don't you worry. Did you hear the news today, Amy, about who's gonna be one of the hosts of Bachelor in Paradise?
Can I guess? I actually haven't heard any news. Is it? Yes. Wells?
Please guess. Give me three guesses.
Okay.
You'll never get it in 5 billion years.
Oh no. All right. Well, because I was gonna name the obvious, like Wells and Tayshia, but okay, if it's someone
not Bachelor Nation.
Not Bachelor Nation.
I know. Can you believe it?
Wow. Michelle Collins, because she was on like one of their like after shows.
No.
Lauren Zima.
No.
Jimmy Kimmel.
No.
Who is it?
David
Spade.
What? David
Spade.
David Spade. No, I thought Brian was punking me when he or texted me this.
Wow.
I wish I was. I'm so upset.
Like, I thought it was one of those like incorrect Bachelor news accounts or something.
Right.
It's like the Bachelor is actively trying to make me not watch anymore.
Yeah, this is really not going to feel like the Paradise that we know and love. We just need someone to like kind of not distract from what's going on and just hand out roses. And I feel like this will be very distracting.
Yeah.
Like, bed.
People may be on the fence about coming to Paradise. How can we sweeten the pot? Oh yeah. David Spade to make everyone feel right at home.
Yeah. Like let's chat with everyone's 265th favorite SNL cast member. All
right, let's not put him that high.
All right. So let me open abc.com/shows/the-bachelorette/cast for the first time in 2021. Whoa. Katie's picture, while cute, is not very typical Bachelor.
Yeah, a little thin.
Yes, are they trying to screw her over with like her media? Like, I don't get what's going on.
We're sort of supporting those rumors then that they're mad at her. Then
they're mad at her. Okay, let me. Who will I pick first? Because he's at the beginning of the page and beginning of the alphabet, give me Andrew M.
I was worried about this.
Okay, so he's a district attorney, but he goes by an 8 to 5. Blah. Can you imagine working 8? I feel like an 8 to 5 is an very American thing. Like,
oh, it's the worst.
Can you put an extra hour on the usual day? Working 8 to 5.
It's like when they're trying to really like, okay, your lunch is not part of your day, so we have to add on that hour. And I've had jobs like that and I don't like it.
Not at all.
I would take up the whole hour not doing anything if that were the case.
Yeah.
You can find, he coaches youth water polo. That's cute. Building bonfires on the beach. Also cute. Just wants to snuggle up by that fire. Open-minded, adaptable. Zoots positive energy. Great sense of humor. Oh, God. He loves to play pranks. Kill me now.
I'm excited for the surprises.
You ever considered pranking me? Absolutely. Oh, my God. When Andrew M. graduated from college, he T-bowed on the stage. Oh, my God.
I'm loving the strategy already.
He enjoys woodworking. Yeah, I'm sure he does. I feel like it could have been worse for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He kind of seems a little a little bit like, not meh, but like,
Giving me Bennett vibes from
the bio.
Ooh.
Yeah. Honestly, not that bad.
No.
Brian, you said you were worried about this. Was Andrew M high on your list?
Yeah, actually. I think that he is, I think with Katie's coming in here at 30 years old. I know that she
ancient, am I right?
Well, for the cast list that we're getting, it's, you know, towards the top, which I don't know why they did this to her.
We are still casting 22-year-olds?
Well, I don't think we have any 22, but there are a lot of 25-year-olds on this list. So
I don't want to talk to 25-year-olds. That's a lie. 25-year-olds, you know I love you, but I'm not going to date you. I mean, I'm married, so that's probably why I'm not going to date you. But it's Ethan and I end things. I'm probably not going to date a 25-year-old.
Maybe it was because he was one of the first bios I read, and I wasn't yet so cynical, but I thought that he was like decently well balanced and had a shot to go like at least middle of the road. I didn't see him going out like night one or any means. So,
yeah, I could see him like being a paradise contender for sure, which is one of our point categories. I know we didn't really go through any of the point categories, but if you've listened to us any point, you kind of probably know them by now, and follow at George CTV if you want to get the full breakdown each week. So yeah, I had him low on my list just because of that, the T-bowing and the pranking. So I'm not looking forward to seeing his pranking as he continues on in the season, but yeah, I think he's middle of the road for sure. All right, so I guess that's my turn. So I'm gonna go to my good list, and this is who I have. This will be the big reveal. I had Connor B high up on my list. Let's go check him out. All right. He's okay. Let's see. He's a math teacher from Nashville. And so I just like that he sounded very like, you know, he has his nerdy side, not afraid to poke fun at himself. I thought like, maybe he'd be kind of like a Tanner or someone like that. And describes his ideal partner as genuine, kind, socially accepting, and open-minded. So that is kind of what drew me to his bio. And he loves a theme on a date. Haley, do you like when like there's something thematic going on for an evening?
My favorite theme is getting to eat food.
Okay.
Or watching the same TV show for 5 hours. So like, this week, Ethan and I have been having like a Survivor Amazon theme date where we just watch Survivor Amazon.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Not for any particular reason. Nobody read into that. I'm not going to be on in the Amazon rap, whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's not. We don't know what's coming up next.
I do. I do love a multi-location date, though. I love a, you know, having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought I might get Connor with a sneaky pick later, because I don't think that he is typical casting in terms of what you see on The Bachelor, and could stick out for good, like, you know, for good or bad reasons in her eyes, as someone like that stands out in a good way, or like someone she quickly eliminates. But I like him from his bio, so I like Connor B here.
Mm-hmm. It does seem like a little forced, like he's maybe trying to line up exactly with Katie, where like he hates when people don't respect waiters because there's no place for any bullying in his life, and we know Katie was the one to stand up to bullying in the house. Mm-hmm. So it just seems like a little bit like tailored to her. But
I was a server for a long time. If somebody's rude to me, I never take that as bullying. I take it as like, you're a dick just in general. Like, there's a difference between bullying and like just being an asshole. If Connor's saying that he doesn't tip 25% at least, then like, come on, Betty.
Point doesn't count.
Although he is a math teacher, and from what I've heard about teacher salaries in the USA, not great.
Yeah.
Brian, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How fast can you eat cereal?
Ooh, not that fast. Pretty fast, though, I feel like. We could have a competition in the off season.
What's both of your favorite cereal?
Ooh. I'm not a huge, like, I'm not picking cereal as my first choice very often, but honestly, I would generally go for a shredded wheat.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is. You're like this guy that this bio that doesn't love dessert.
It's frosted shredded wheat. But then it's
I love bran flakes. It's like, okay.
If I'm going outside the box, I'll take Lucky Charms, but
okay. I was gonna say that's kind of my snacking pick, but if I'm just having a bowl for breakfast, I would say I would say Honey Bunches of Oats.
I love Honey Bunches of Oats and like oatmeal crisp. Like those are my two number one-os.
Yes. But yeah, I wouldn't say I eat it fast, but I would maybe refill the bowl fast.
Ooh. I had cereal for breakfast this morning.
Nice.
I know it's not like an actual good breakfast food, but live your life, baby. I'm an adult, so I can do what I want.
All right. Brian,
where are you taking for your first pick?
All right. Yes, first and second coming up.
I am going to take a former New Yorker. I'm going to take David off the board.
David. Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, I like David. You know, as I said, former New Yorker. He is a first generation American raised by his Jamaican parents in New York. He wants someone driven, which I think lines up with Katie. And overall, seemed like a decent pick.
Yeah, I had him high on my list from his bio. It was one of the few where I could kind of get a sense like, okay, he has Jamaican parents. You know, like I couldn't tell who anyone looked like. I liked that he said he likes a quiet confidence, which at first I thought maybe doesn't match up with Katie. But then I'm thinking about it more. I thought, yeah, I mean, she wasn't like the loudest person in the house. Right. And she was very confident.
She was bold, but she wasn't like, yeah, I know what you mean. She wasn't like overly gregarious, maybe.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Matt was like the loudest person in the world. So I think that she will be fine with a opposites attract type.
Yeah. I think, again, Nashville, that's a big like area for bachelor people to come out of. So that could be maybe a negative, like if it's just like another casting, you know, like recruitment. But
it's OK. So I'll lock in the paradise points on that one.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. No, I definitely had him high on my list.
So, but yeah, I'm excited for David. And then my next pick, which I'm a little worried about one red flag, but I'm going to take Garrett.
Is the red flag that his name is Garrett?
No.
Or that he's a ginger.
He describes himself as a YOLO type of guy.
Oh, no. Country Barrel. Garrett's not a fan of tangy foods. What's a tangy food?
Does he look exactly like the other Garrett with red hair?
Like, you know, it's not the most similar I've ever seen.
Yeah. Something in his smile, though, on his nose, I think.
Yeah, I can see it.
He lives his life dedicated to his career in marketing. Like, who dedicates their life to their career in marketing? Come on. Not a nurse, buddy.
Yeah.
The thing is, and this is not who's going to be my best friend after the show. I think he like seems at least is talking the game of being serious, of like he is loyal and he's not here for a one night stand and he's whatever. It's like, I don't think anyone was under the impression that's what anyone was coming here for. But sure, Garrett, I guess we'll lock here.
Yeah, it could either be he protests too much that like I'm not here for a one night stand because capital letters in his bio. But yeah, you're all supposed to be not for that. But it's odd. He's also from a California town with ranch life, barbecue. So it just does have a lot of ties to the other Garrett. But well, you know, he's a new Garrett. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah. Oh, so it's back to me. Let's see. Okay, so I have also high on my list. I'll just go down the list because I didn't really put them in any other order. Aaron. So, all right. Happy with this.
On my board.
Oh, nice. Strapping young man. So, yeah, I tried to take these clues from when if the bio writer is like, this person is like the total package or, you know, strapping young man, but there's much more than meets the eye. You know what I liked about this bio is that he gave an actual flaw, where instead of saying like, oh, I'm too much of a perfectionist, he said he's a procrastinator. And I relate to that. So I just like that they're like, well, now he's done wasting his time. He's ready to find his wife. He does have a tattoo, but it's his family's initials. Nothing too crazy off the wall there.
Who gets their first tattoo on their neck? Like, that is an interesting call. That's true.
That is interesting.
It's a commitment.
Aaron's biggest fears are rats, which you definitely could run into, and saber-toothed tigers, which you definitely would not run into.
definitely not.
Like the smallest animal and the biggest. One is very common. One's extinct.
Yeah. Like, well, how are you afraid of saber-toothed tigers? Like, I just don't understand the fear there. Like, what's to be afraid of? This is coming from somebody who is very fearful of many things. I do like that. The woman he describes that he's looking for kind of does sound almost exactly like Katie.
Mm-hmm. One semi-red flag for me is, like, I feel like I saw this term a couple times in the bios, but wants to build a legacy. I don't know if that's just a buzzword now, but on Married at First Sight, the character that wanted, not the character, well, he was kind of a character, but the person on the show who wanted to build a legacy, just kind of created a villain legacy for himself on the show, but didn't really, you know, create a legacy with his wife. So I don't know if that's a just I'm associating with that, or if that's a normal thing that people are looking for and saying, but
feels a little self-important sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Like I'm so great, we should have lots of me in the future.
Yes, I have to have many sons or something.
Ugh, what a nightmare. I was going to say, I hope I don't leave any sort of legacy in that people, I just like, you know, drift off into the sea of life. But then I remembered that there's thousands of hours of my voice just around the ether. So there's my legacy. This is my legacy.
We have it documented right now.
I had a meeting with an old professor of mine this week. I graduated university in 2013. He was doing a project. So he interviewed me and he told me, he's like, you know, it's so great that you turned like your university, like specific interest into like something actually like productive. I was like, sir, I think you're grossly overestimating the importance of this podcast. my turn. Gosh, can't wait. Who's next on the Haley dartboard? Give me. Who is calling out to me? Did she have like 12 guys? Like, how many guys are here?
So you have to kind of refresh to get them all to show, like, or hit the number two.
Oh,
yes. Because I was like, wait, did they? We end at the M's at first, but
give me. Oh shoot! Won't you look at that? Give me Trey. Give me Trey.
Ooh.
He has a huge heart, close family, outgoing, kind-hearted, you know, new experiences, passion, fun. He loves the harmonica. That's
cool.
A skill. Mm-hmm. Trey is irrationally terrified of piranhas. Again, I don't... sure, piranhas do exist, unlike saber-toothed tigers. Just don't feel like you're going to run into them that often unless you're in a very specific place in the world.
At least, like, could the Bachelorette replicate that fear somehow? Like, could they bring in some piranhas and have to do some kind of, like, date around that?
I mean, that would be a real stretch.
Like, I've heard of swimming with sharks, but...
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Survivor Amazon, yeah, they'd have to maybe, like, go there and do something. But we know they're not traveling still, so...
Again, like, I feel like rats was like a reasonable fear, but piranhas is not that reason. I mean, like, sure, do I want to meet a piranha? No, I do not. You're right. But it's just unlikely I'm going to meet one.
Right. Are they just being extra smart playing the game of putting a fear down that the Bachelorette producers could not give them? Like, they're not saying heights.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair to me. Okay. Trey, if you're trying to game the system, I'm in. His favorite activity is to meet his friends for their brunch and book club. I love a daytime activity.
Yeah, that's really cute. I had him like that at the road, but I think his picture, I should have had him higher. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. I do know. I did go back and look at Katie's original bio from her Bachelor season. And she had talked more about being super into adventure. So the brunch in the book club, well, I think sounds like a great time, also can get into adventure. And I wasn't sure if that would line up exactly with Katie.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't really pick her as like super adventurous from just what we got to see of her. So interesting.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have another pick, don't I?
You do.
Give me Brendan, the 26-year-old firefighter trainee from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I love a Canadian.
Oh, you know how to pick a Canadian.
So I love a Canadian. firefighter trainee. I wonder if he's in the same division as Kevin from Bachelor Canada and or Bachelor Winter Games.
Possible.
I wonder what. Okay, so I have a question. If he's in the process of becoming a full-time firefighter, what is his regular day job? From what I understand about firefighting, which is very little, is that around here you have to be like a volunteer firefighter for a while and get your hours in. And then you can apply to be a straight up firefighter.
Interesting.
So like, what's his day job?
Yeah, it definitely differs place by place. Like, I know by me, it was exclusively volunteer firefighters. So thankfully someone was willing to volunteer, but he definitely has something else if he's in training. I don't think that is paying particularly well.
Brian, my darling angel, will you read aloud to us the fourth bullet point in Brendan's profile?
One day, Brendan hopes to take the love of his life swimming with sharks. Not piranhas, sharks.
No. Not fearful.
These things just keep coming back.
Yeah.
All right. So Brendan and Trey, not, you know, super compatible on date ideas.
Not a good dancer. Loves hockey. Doesn't like vegetables. Grow up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of worries me. And the really being clean and organized, hopes to find a woman who feels the same. Feels a little like. You might be controlling there, or just the fact that it seems like a weird thing to put in the bio. Yeah, I guess if Katie is adventurous, maybe she is like ready to swim with sharks.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen in New Mexico, but
yeah, not many sharks in New Mexico, right?
Right.
Okay, dumb question. I'm so sorry. New Mexico's landlocked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just checking. I didn't know if it like touched a bay or something.
Right.
Amy, let's go to your next pick.
All right. My next pick. I'm going to go with Brandon. Why did I have Brandon?
Yeah. Why did you have Brandon?
Yeah.
Well, I only read his bio. I did not see this like hairstyle here. I don't know. I think I'm drawn to quirky when that's in the bio, and all his languages. He is fluent in Japanese and Spanish and is working on expanding his Korean vocabulary. So that is what drew me to him. The rave thing threw me off. But how he hates overpriced restaurants. I just thought he seemed down to earth, but then I don't know. I feel like his picture doesn't really match what I was picturing for him.
Do you think he went to Northwestern with Ali Lasher?
Oh.
Ali, if you're listening, if you happen to be listening, do you know Brandon and do you have any mutual friends with him?
I want to know about this. Yeah. And then the fact that he said it was an odd phrasing where he attended Northwestern, where he learned to outgrow behaviors that limit his progress as a person. Does that just mean he partied too much and was like, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore?
That sounds a little culty to me.
Yeah. What was that from? But yeah, you know, it's a new strategy. What can I say?
Yeah, it was the one that stood out for me again, why I had him pretty low, was just where Katie is looking for adventure and he says he spends every weekend at home like developing skills, which can be interesting, but mm-hmm. I don't know if that lines up, if Katie is truly as adventurous as she claims to be.
Right. That's probably why I like this. I feel like you're just sitting at home.
Well, during quarantine, that is very ideal.
Yeah, right? He's just working on himself. All right. So, Brian, you have two more picks.
Ooh, who am I going to go with here? I am going to take first. Let me take Carl, the motivational speaker off the board.
All right.
I think
should he be between Brennan and Christian? Oh, is it K. Carl? Oh, sorry. Yes. I was like, oh no, I am not seeing Carl.
All the people.
Whoopsie doodles. Thanks, Brian, for not being like, Haley, are you stupid?
Like, I was like, between them, how? What's happening? I don't understand.
It never even crossed my mind that it could start with a K. I thought my website was broken. Oh, I don't want to be motivationally talked to by any man.
No.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Not, but the job was not, I was like, let's see how this goes. There are many different types of motivational speakers, so very much do not know where Carl fits in on that, but I like, he talked a lot about, he has like professional goals, which Katie seemed into, and also talking about jet skiing and stuff like that. So I think that he could be a match in that department, as well as being on the older side of this cast at 34. I think that will serve him well as well.
Amy, how do you feel about going jet skiing and then having a poem read to you that he wrote himself?
Oh, it's giving me flashbacks to like season one of The Bachelorette, like with all the poems. And yeah, poems always are a red flag for me in a Bachelorette bio. I don't want to hear a poem read to me. They're never going to be good.
I don't want a poem read to me, nor do I want a song written for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one and the same.
I just want like a simple admission of enjoying my existence. Also, how lame is it? His favorite holiday is New Year's Day. I mean, have you seen the movie New Year's? I mean, I haven't, so I can't tell you the plot of it, but.
As someone, birthday is New Year's Day. I can very much agree. It is an overrated day.
It's not okay. Your birth is not overrated. That's underrated. I think more people should be talking about how great you are. But I would celebrate Brian Scally Day, not New Year's Day.
Yeah.
when I was, I don't even know till how long, but did think the ball dropped specifically for my birthday. Maybe I will be looking for a legacy in my future, but yeah, that was me as a child.
That was the legacy when you were younger.
I remember asking you one time if you were the first baby born in your town.
So I found out apparently I was in the hospital, but like, I don't think that really got me anything, nothing too impressive, but I don't know about, you know, statewide or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. You needed some PR team or something working on your behalf.
You know, 9 a.m. was not ideal for being the first.
Yeah.
No, that's like a pretty mediocre not time on the news. You really want to be that 12:05 baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of birthdays, Amy's is coming up soon. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I'm over it at this point.
You sound riveted.
I know. I'm just like, is it? Again, what is time? Yeah.
I know it's we're already. Oh my god, I'm so stupid. I was like, we're already 6 days into June because I looked at my computer calendar, but the sixth. Not quite.
What is time?
If you guys haven't noticed, welcome back, Bachelor listeners. I've completely lost my mind. It has melted out of my ear. I do chaos now. That's the only energy I give off. Chaos and depression. So I hope you're into this. Brian, my darling angel, another pick for you?
All right. I am going to take New Jersey resident Greg off of the board.
Greg. Oh, I had him high too.
Yeah. I like Greg. I was not sure with the, the swept aside hair at first if Greg was going to be my top choice, but I like his bio. I think he's pretty solid. There's not too many red flags in
having
here
six
except
kids
for
is red flag to me.
I was about to say except for the six kids. That is a lot, but sense can be talked into people. So
yeah, he doesn't have six kids right now. If anyone has read the bio, he wants to have at least six.
So yeah.
I thought it said dirt bike riding and I was like, no, leisure bike riding I can get behind.
I like that he's dreaming so big as to have six kids, but his biggest dream is to see LeBron James play basketball in person. Like, pretty obtainable. Could do that.
Well, not now that he's on the Lakers.
I mean, they travel,
yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Even
do they travel
still
to New York often? I forget how basketball divisions work.
Oh, yes. I'm the authority. So let me say.
Maybe LeBron will end his career with the Knicks and he can really get to see him play.
There we go. But
I feel like New Jersey's not even that far from Cleveland. Is that?
It's definitely pretty far.
Okay. Well, I'm going to Google map it.
I mean, I guess in like relative terms across the country.
Well, like, yeah, it's Cleveland.
Short flight.
Cleveland's closer than LA.
Sure. That's definitely true. But even LA, like, if for your biggest dream, like, this seems doable. $100. Come on, Greg. Hopefully the show can help him out.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. To drive from Edison, New Jersey to Cleveland, Ohio, 7 hours and 17 minutes. Not bad.
That is not bad. Day trip. All right.
I have driven to Cleveland on a day trip before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shorter drive, though, for me. 7 hours.
Never been myself.
You've never been to Cleveland. You are missing out. That place is great.
Oh, I guess I'll have to take a day trip.
I think so. Let me know. I'll meet you there.
Okay, perfect.
Go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay. Go to a nice baseball game. Watch the hot dog race.
As soon as you agreed to meet me, Cleveland became a lot more enticing. So yeah. We'll hang out.
They went there. What season was that, Haley? It made it look like pretty fun.
That was Peter's season, wasn't it?
I think so.
Because Alea.
Oh, yeah.
Back to Cleveland.
Yep.
You could have told me any season. I would have believed you. Like, actually, every season is filmed in Cleveland. Oh,
They always have stuff over there.
Was filmed in Cleveland.
Or what was the other choice that we could have had? Like, Richmond, Virginia, right? It was another like kind of odd choice of.
Yeah, but then we had a listener like write us in and be like, "Yeah, I went to the date that was on TV. Yeah. It's great."
Yeah. So. Who knows how long they will not be back at Bachelor Mansion. So we can see what choices they make. All right, it's back to me. All right, where am I going to go here? I am going to go with... All right, guys, I'm going to pick the box.
Ooh.
What's his name? Tell me everything.
All right, I'm assuming the box is Blake. From last season, because I have seen him on another list.
Oh, Canadian Blake.
Yes. So he showed up on like the Cosmo list as like an official cast member. So
I feel like now that you're saying this out loud, I did hear rumors of this.
I mean, I think he's definitely sticking around for a while, right? Because it's just like, if he's going to pop out of a box, assuming that's what he does.
If he's willing to do the 2-week mandatory quarantine on return again to Canada, like, he better make this trip worth it.
True.
Yeah.
And he was kind of known for like kind of falling hard, taking the process seriously, but also sculpting his penis. So,
oh my God,
he will be comfortable with, Katie's RATP
out of context Twitter account. You're not allowed to tag Amy in a tweet. Okay.
And just when I was about to say that I liked Blake more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah. How do we feel about that? He is seemingly back on this season.
I mean, sometimes I just want to let sleeping dogs lie, but what else are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes no difference to me. I didn't have like any strong feelings of like or dislike for him. So basically the same exact thing as having someone new show up here for me. I am curious if it's possible that the box is someone different. Because I know that Blake.
Oh, yeah.
There was a commercial, I believe, even where like they showed him. But I don't know if like he comes in on night one or similar to whatever her name was last season shows right. up eventually. So I think that it's probably him, but you also may have just gotten a random person that we have never heard of before.
Okay. Yeah. if it's somebody else, I mean, did say box. I didn't say Blake. So I'm stuck with box.
Congratulations, Amy.
How do we feel about the move of showing up in a box?
It's horrific, obviously.
Yeah.
We've seen worse.
That's true. That is true.
Like a lamp. Bringing a lamp.
It's not a low bar to like get under.
Yeah. I hope he's like wheeled in on like one of those package, like what are those called? Like those caddies or, you know, that push those carts, the a rolling dolly? Carts. Yeah, a dolly. What are words?
We do us not know.
No. All right, Haley.
I'm going to go for somebody whose face I appreciate, and that's nice. Kyle.
Ooh. Kyle. Where did I have him? I had him in the middle of my pack. Let's see what he looks like.
That's fair. He's looking for the princess for his Prince Charming. I'd have to say kill me, but Steve Irwin is his Kyle's lifelong idol. I have some bad news for you, my friend Kyle. I do love orchids. Hates mayo and mustard. Okay, cool. Would love to be able to fly so he knows never have to sit in traffic again. Okay, that seems sure. fine. Yeah. He wants a romantic comedy kind of love that lasts forever. Guy after our own hearts, eh, Amy?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean
kind of boring answers exactly.
Kyle has only ever wanted to live a one woman kind of life. Do you think he's on the virginity train?
Ooh. I don't know. I feel like they do their best to market that.
That's a great point. Like his career would have been adult virgin.
That is so real. And like all four bullet points would have been
like he's never done intercourse. Like he's terrified of intercourse. It's like who isn't? God, I have to pick another one.
Yeah, it was the same though in that like. Great choice of flower, favorite flower, nice face, but I wrote Kyle's name on my list and nothing else about him. Like, fine for the middle of the pack, but nothing stood out.
Yeah.
Give me Thomas.
Taking one off the top of my list.
Oh, noise. He looks maybe just like a scooch boring, and like real estate brokers a scooch boring, but like okay, this is the stupidest thing I've ever read. Thomas often wonders if The Rock really can eat everything he posts on his Instagram for his cheap meal days. I mean, truly, who cares? But it's funny because Thomas is placed like you know, pretty close to Rock cosplayer Marty.
They will definitely bond.
Thomas is guilty of rocking the Ed Hardy trend back in high school. I mean, I can't blame the guy for that.
No, I like that it said he's guilty of. Like, it wasn't like he still does, right?
Yeah. I feel like Ed Hardy, like, even a little young at 28 to, like, fall into the Ed Hardy trap.
That's true.
Like, can you imagine? He's probably like 13, like wearing Ed Hardy he likes.
He's a foodie. Tour through San Diego.
You know what? That's something I also like to think about.
Burgers, brunch.
That sounds like a great idea. I wonder if he's ever had Emily Scherer's favorite sandwich, the spicy chicken melt. In San Diego, Emily, shout out to that sandwich. Longtime listener of our podcast. Long time making me jealous whenever she gets that sandwich in San Diego.
Nice. Yeah, you know what? I think I put him high on my list too because like the whoever wrote the bio wrote hashtag swoon at the end of the bio. So I thought, okay, this must be a good looking guy.
Yeah, I feel like the photo's doing him no favors, but he's probably like a good looking dude on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
All right, okay. Amy, who you got?
All right, I still have some names up in my top list. Give me Marcus. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's from Portland, so I was kind of drawn to that. I feel like
close
we don't
to
see
where
a lot.
Katie's from.
Oh, true. I didn't even think of that. I just thought, like, okay, it's not one of like the recruitment spots. What else did I like about him? I'm not really sure, but there were no red flags.
Fear is a world where soap does not exist. Well, that's just probably not going to happen, Marcus.
He must have had a rough like March, you know, when he was trying to get supplies last year. And it's like, oh my gosh, I ran out and there was nothing at Target.
If we end up in a world where there's absolutely no soap, there are much bigger things to be worried about.
Like, absolutely.
Like, let's worry about how we got there, Marcus.
Yes. A guy who wants to see LeBron James live is jealous that Marcus loves the Los Angeles Lakers and has probably seen LeBron James play.
Wow. That's very true. Or it could be a bonding point.
Oh, I forgot that the red flag of this bio. When describing himself as a lover, Marcus says he is amazing.
Ew, I don't ever want to hear anyone describe themselves as a lover. I don't even want to hear a lover. Unless it's directly in relation to Taylor Swift's album, Lover.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it was a question on that they had to fill out. But yeah, we do see that word pop up occasionally in these bios.
Why did it?
Never good.
I don't feel like it came up on almost anyone else's here. So did Marcus go out of his way?
Maybe.
Amy, what's your favorite board game?
I like Scattergories for an old school.
Oh, nice. Brian, what's yours?
Ooh, favorite board game. I really like Settlers of Catan.
I've been really into Yahtzee lately, but we have a knockoff version and it's called Yacht.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's great. I have a great time playing Yahtzee.
Also a Clue guy.
Oh,
I love Clue. That's a good one. So
fun.
I used to have Harry Potter Clue, and I could never get anyone to play with me, so I would just play Harry Potter Clue by myself. Okay, moving on. Moving on from that depressing tidbit. But Ryan, you have two in a row.
I know. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go here. I'm going to take, let's see. Let's take one of the dads off the board. I'm going to go Hunter here.
Yeah, we have some dads, Haley, on this cast.
How
do you think Katie's going to feel about a single dad?
I feel like she'll feel really good about it.
I think so, too.
What I don't feel like she'll feel good about is a guy who has a pet parakeet.
It could be his kids.
Oh. Yeah.
But again, with an obtainable dream, like like never ridden a horse, but all caps really wants to.
These guys are all in the low stakes.
Like, you're 34, you're from Texas. You could not have ridden a horse ever.
Yeah, being from Houston makes that even worse.
I hope he's gaming the system as well. Like, I hope he's like an expert rider and he's just like, ooh, if I could get on a date where I look like a novice and then I just wow her. That's crazy.
As a child, he was known for writing incredible love letters. I'm just gonna say that's not true.
Yeah, that as a child, like, that's his legacy.
People's kids, right?
I was gonna say he was more emotionally mature as a child than I am now, which is a problem.
I could see her connecting with him, though. I think she would like a mixtape.
Yeah, and I can see one of the, like, if they go back to the little, like, bios at the beginning, I could see him getting one with his kids, or at least some screen time there. So, I feel pretty decent about Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope that they figured out how to do more, like, video packages this time around, because we kind of missed them the last Bachelorette season. So I hope they have a little more production value in filming people in their hometowns. All right, who's your next pick?
Debating between two here. I'm going to go with, let's take John off the board.
Okay. I liked John. I don't, by that I mean I was intrigued by his picture. I don't know why I didn't pick him earlier. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Studying to get his pilot's license. Wee woo, another pilot. No.
Oh no.
Going to EDM shows. Please don't sign me up for that. Jumping out of planes. Again, no thank you. I do not want to seek any thrill. My adrenaline does not want to be pumping because it festers in my body as anxiety, and I do not want that.
He is looking to share a burrito, though, which on one hand you get half a burrito, but on the other hand you don't get a full burrito.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. It's like I want a burrito bowl. Like, what about that? Huh? Okay. Give me the biggest yawn of all time. John loves when a woman is confident in her natural beauty. Wow, I bet he thinks like a little eyeliner is like, oh, she's not wearing any makeup. It's like, yes, she is. She's not what it looks like. Just let people wear makeup. Like, who gives a crap? Like, get your opinions away from my beautiful face inside and outside of makeup.
I got Chris Traeger vibes from Parks and Rec.
Ooh. Okay, yes. From him. Yes, like, yes.
The smile's big enough. That's true.
And he's a vegetarian.
Also,
and he thinks swing dancing is so much fun. Nothing turns me on more than a woman who pursues her passions every day. I have little tolerance for anyone being unfaithful or dishonest.
I wonder how that's going to play for the 1.5x listeners.
Oh,
Matt Ligori, let me know.
And what he has a fruit that he really thinks everyone has to go out and have immediately. A kiwi berry. Has you guys ever had a kiwi berry?
Amy, you've been to the town I live in. Of course there's no kiwi berries. There's barely regular berries. There's not even kiwi. I don't know if I could find a kiwi in this godforsaken place.
Brian,
No, you've definitely not had a kiwi berry. But
stop what we're doing and go try to procure these.
All right,
let us know if you've had a kiwi berry.
Yeah, we've all had a kiwi berry.
I think they're like grape sized, and they look like kiwis. Like I feel like I've seen them, but not in person.
I don't want to eat a kiwi because they're like fuzzy. Are these fuzzy?
It does not look like it.
He wants you to Google them, so.
And to eat one immediately, which seems like a tall order for most people.
We're not yet to that place where you can just Google something and it manifests. Not quite.
Like the kiwi berries really taste like kiwi berries if you lick the wallpaper.
All right. You inspired me from your other pick. You mentioned taking a dad off the board. I feel like I should do the same thing. I had one of them in my top contenders. So I will take Michael. And I have in my notes that he gave me Jason vibes from, Jillian's season. And then he was the Bachelor. And before he made his switcheroo, Jason was super beloved as the first kind of single dad on the show. So let me see what I'm dealing with my choice of Michael as I scroll down. No clue what he looks like. Switch the tab. I feel like he looks like someone I already picked. He looks like my Connor that I picked first.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I feel like he looks like someone we've each already picked.
Yeah. Wow. He looks like every guy who's ever been on The Bachelor. Those superimposed photos where they just we've taken 300 guys who've been on The Bachelor and this is the guy. This is the guy.
The worst one of that is it's like JoJo's Final Four. It's like, these are all the same person.
Yeah.
They were. One thing that worries me about him. His dream woman is compassionate, empathetic, resilient, and not easily offended.
Oh, mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. I think I missed that part.
What does that mean? And he also, in being a 36-year-old man, referred to dinosaur chicken nuggets as dino nuggies.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping he's just doing the, this is the language with his son, trying to be cute kind of a thing. Prefers the mountains over the beach any day of the week.
Great. I never have to run into this dude.
Yeah. The two of them are a package deal. Is he going to show up with his son? Was his son allowed to come with?
I'm pretty sure Ethan has this cardigan too. this is an outfit Ethan would wear. I'm gonna email him right now.
I like it.
Send him a picture.
Look again with this tailored language. I feel like knowing, did these guys know that she was the Bachelorette or that she could be the Bachelorette when they're applying? His dream woman has strong convictions and stands up against ignorance. I mean, it fits Katie, so that's good. And that's a good thing to want. But I wonder, were they hoping? Was he somebody that was specifically cast for her?
It does. Or was there an intern writing their bios and was like, all right, copy and paste these last four.
Right.
I'm done.
Yes. There was a lot of copy paste on this cast, I think.
So, well, if I had not taken John, Michael was my next pick. So,
okay.
Another good one in my book.
All right. Thank you. All right. Haley, two picks for you.
Give me the other Andrew. I can't believe he's still on the board. He's so cute.
I have him high on my list as well.
Andrew, so that means
no red flags in the, or not too many red flags anyway for me, I'm thinking.
Athlete. He's from Vienna, or at least lives there.
Yeah, I think he plays football there, which is the only problem is if he going to be giving that up and coming to live with Katie, or is she going to be moving to Vienna? I feel like is kind of a tall ask, but mm-hmm. can see him doing well outside.
I would leave this place for Vienna in 1 second.
Well, you don't have any kiwi berries, so.
I feel like Vienna would, though. For sure.
Totally. Well, she loves adventure. Like, that's an adventurous thing to do, is pick up and go to Vienna,
true.
Right?
That's true.
And it's not like he's, I mean, like, I'm sorry. I'm assuming that he's not, if he has time to come be on The Bachelor, he's probably not, like, the premier football player in Austria. So he's probably not going to be in the business that much longer. And I love his outlook, which is, you know, he wants to work to live instead of live to work.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of his favorite party trick? Imitating accents from around the globe. Could be fun.
Could go
be
bad.
Offensive. Yeah.
Could go bad.
Maybe we want to edit this one out. Like, let's not have a compilation.
Yeah, let's not have that on the show.
He loves margaritas. Please sign me up for that. He loves to nerd out over ancient Rome. And seeing the Colosseum in person was a dream come true. History fun fact. I've been known to partake in some unclassically popular hobbies. My favorite one of late is playing GeoGuessr.
Ooh.
Oh.
I feel like that's gotten very popular.
Has it?
Yeah. I mean, at least online. I think it's like a fun thing to do. I think I would be pretty atrocious at it, but because I am impatient and would just start guessing places I have heard of rather than actually thinking. But, you know, I think it's definitely had like a boom, I think, on like Twitch and stuff.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Twitch. I need to get into Twitch. Brian, I know you keep encouraging me. I just am lazy is the thing.
I fully support both being lazy, but also your Twitch channel, because more daily content, more baking content, more book content, whatever you just choose to do.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We'll see. I really just need to do it. I'm always like, I'm always like, oh, maybe I'll do this. And then I... I'll be like, oh, well, who cares? Like, nobody's going to watch this. Why am I going to do this? Also, my kitchen's not clean, so.
But Brian and I would both watch, so that's two subscribers right there.
I just need to get over myself, I think.
Ugh, and I've seen your kitchen on Instagram. Like, that's a nice kitchen.
Yeah, but it's never clean is the issue.
Your clean kitchen is nicer than my, like, your dirty kitchen would be nicer than my clean one. So. Same.
I know, but because I get embarrassed when my kitchen's dirty. I'm my mother's child, and, like, I get embarrassed when my house is a mess, even though it's always a mess because I'm a mess.
Everybody's house is a mess this year.
I guess so. Yeah, it's like we have nothing to do but like muddle in our stuff.
Yeah.
Did you see that TikTok where it was like the mom being like, I can't believe you invited someone over, like the house is a mess. And then the company gets there and they're like, how dare you invite me over? This house is disgusting. Like, it never happens. No one cares.
Yeah. I know. But like, what if they're sneaky judging me? And I have to be careful now. When my best friend, like, she has a baby who crawls, so like I have to make sure it's vacuumed when that baby's coming.
No tiny pieces. Yeah. What's with all these guys having a very specific number of kids that they have to have? 5 he wants. 6 we've seen.
Ew, 5 kids. Like, why? Where do you find the time?
Especially, I feel like once you get over 3, like, it's all the same. Just whatever you get.
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have 2 siblings.
And Amy has a brood, right?
Yeah, there's 4 of us, so.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just me and Jeff, they, you know, I was the second and the last because I was perfection. Just kidding, they're like, this is not worth it for us anymore to continue. My parents love me and they're very proud of me. Yeah, I like this guy. I'm a fan. I like his white turtleneck.
That is true.
Turtlenecks on The Bachelor, you know, that's like the move now.
I'm picking this guy solely based on career.
Okay.
Give me Cody, the zipper sales manager. You thought I was going to take the skin salesman, didn't you?
Very much did.
I refuse.
Cody, a surfer with a six pack. Jason, the best ways in San Diego. Hanging with his boys. And he wants to making the necessary moves to achieve his dream of owning a home by the age of 30. From what I know about California real estate, you'll need to move out of California for that.
Very yeah, I don't know how many zippers you're selling.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. Looking for somebody to look past his exterior. I guess Cody's been too pretty all of his life. That must have been tough.
Yeah, that was kind of the extent of his bio, I feel like.
I could hear every eye roll reading the bio.
If Cody could live in any other time period, he would be a cowboy in the wild, wild west. Not my personal choice.
No.
His favorite TV show is The Jersey Shore, a show of which I've seen many an episode. So, Cody, if that's what you want our date to be, sounds like a time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair pick for your strategy. You know, like there's nothing too crazy, but yeah, I mean, he might be one of these guys that like can't handle being in a house with all these other good looking guys.
You know, oh yeah, he's gonna fold for sure.
I don't know, because at the same time, Cody is the guy who still at 27 puts on his bio that he is a very proud Eagle Scout. So maybe there is more than the looks for Cody, because would not expect that out of him.
Right,
I wouldn't expect that out of anyone.
Truly, no one. No, not a single person.
If they get some kind of navigation date where they're lost and have to find their way back to a hot tub in the woods or in the desert, in this case, he'll be on that. All right. Back to me. You know what? I have one name left in kind of my top category, so no choice but to go with that. Let's see who I picked. Justin. So what did I like about Justin? They kind of described him as the full package. One hell of a catch, tall, handsome. So again, if the bio writer's saying handsome, you know what? I have to agree with them here. So has a career in investment sales, and he's a talented painter. So you know what? Nick Vial has been painting on Instagram. So maybe he's coming for that. And, you know, talks about his parents. That usually seems to be like one of those people that gets a one-on-one, talks about like what a great relationship their parents have, as if that predicts everything that they're going to have on the show. But he does not like the dance at all.
I feel like there's a lot of nondescript careers on this season of The Bachelor.
Oh yeah. Investment sales consultant.
Yeah, what does that mean? They were all business majors, every single one of them.
Totally. Yeah, I don't have much to go on here. Like no major red flags, I don't think. But exactly. Nothing really exciting.
He, like Kyle, Justin, like he's nice. I have nothing else off of the bio. No red flags, but they're not like much exciting here. So pretty much a blank slate where like we could learn great things about him on the show, but I know none of them from reading this.
Right. Exactly. All right, Scally, where are you going next?
All right. I feel like here's where we start to get into some of the more fun picks, I could say. Let's also take someone for their job. Let's go for the skin salesman.
Yes. I'm just unsettled. What does that mean?
It is a choice. I love how it's if he could have any other job, he would be a CIA agent. Like those were like, you know, if not that, then skin salesman. So
yeah, it's just like I just picture someone in an alley like opening up their trench coat and they've got like samples of skin.
There has horrible. To be a real title for this because I looked this up. I was like surgical skin salesman, surgical skin. Every Google result is for him. Like there's nothing that explains what this is. Obviously you can infer, but I was like, there has to be a real title here.
No one has this on their business card.
And you know, it's even more in satellite. He calls himself an exceptional lover.
Oh,
all right, Marcus, you got away with it this time. It's on one other bio.
Yeah.
What did every other guy have to say for them not to include it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I am satisfactory.
Absolutely mediocre and dead.
And the last line included, like, so here's to hoping he doesn't show up and disappoint. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Jersey. Said that he's like home every weekend mowing his parents' lawn and having like Italian dinner. I feel like I know a couple Jeffs, not necessarily surgical skin salesmen, but the like family oriented Jersey guys. I think he'll do okay. I don't think he's a first night boot. If not, he'll have lots of screen time before he is.
True. Definitely going to get points for having a video package starting out or some kind of interesting intro. All right. And you get another pick.
All right. This person will not be in the final four. They might not be in the final 10. But
are you going to make it past the first night?
That is also up for debate. But this person is so much that I do want them on my team. Okay. He calls himself a Renaissance man. I'm going to take Gabriel.
I hate this for all of us.
Every word of his bio is painful.
Oh my gosh, this picture totally matches.
He looks like he's tried really hard to make himself look like he's from France.
Yeah.
Just so for people who have not read the bios, Gabriel is 35. He is an entrepreneur. He loves the expression Renaissance man because he feels it describes himself so well, has many passions and projects in life. What else do we have? He's introspective, wants to evolve with his partner throughout life, and does not understand the concept of athleisure and believes that people should respect elegant styles of the past.
I absolutely respect them, but please know that I can't sit at home for 15 months straight in a corset.
Yeah. How do you not understand the concept of it? It's just like dressing comfortably.
The like blazer that Gabriel has on in his picture is like identical to his pajamas. I can guarantee it.
Oh no. Do you think his whole wardrobe is this like shade of navy blue?
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know if that's respecting enough of the elegant styles of the past for him.
I think casting really loved what they got with Bennett. So they're like, let's cast a couple of that type this time around.
Ew.
Yeah.
What is his business? Why didn't they just put Renaissance Man as his title? Because entrepreneurs could be anything. But I think he really wants to go by. I can see like second night. That's going to be his. If he's still around, they'll change his title to Renaissance Man or something.
Like this dude comes for money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. I just feel like he is getting one of those producer roses multiple times over. Like Katie's in the bank to be able to let him go, but he won't. He'll stay.
He's the reason that the show ended early. No more Gabriel.
Finally, at the final two.
We're calling it.
At the final two, she's like, I can't do it anymore. I'm not talking to him.
Yeah.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick, so I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. I am going to go with Josh.
I'm surprised Josh has fallen this low, even though he did borrow Gabriel's blazer for the photo.
Yeah. I'm really like pleasantly surprised with my picks as, like, you know, very handsome guy here. I don't know, like, the Josh loves hard as the first, like, line. Like, there's no other way to, he says there's no, really no other way to put it. So maybe that was, like, his answer for what kind of lover he is.
Amy, why did you say that?
You know, that's where, you know.
I don't know, and I never want to.
Yeah. I was just picturing a survey, and it's like, what kind of lover you are? I love hard, and there's no other way to put it. Family-oriented. Want someone he can bring home to hang with his amazing family. Play cards. Again, Scally's not going with the adventure that she likes, but I didn't really know that. He does want to go to Asia. He has to sleep on the right side of the bed. And he starts celebrating Christmas in October. So, you know, it's kind of quirky, but I think he's a solid choice. Nothing too overwhelming here.
Josh would be much higher on my list if he was not 25 years old.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think that's why I was avoiding Josh, too. Brian, on your attainability scale, how attainable is Josh's hopes to travel to Asia one day?
Here is the problem. In a post-COVID world, I very much understand, like, that travel being this, like, very elusive thing where I had friends who were like, do you think we'll ever be able to leave the country again? In the mid days of COVID. So I understand, like, really fantasizing about travel, but hopefully I'm keeping my fingers crossed that seems a lot more obtainable than it was recently.
Right.
All right. Ooh, I get two picks. Yeah. Gosh, we're really getting to it. Give me Landon.
Okay.
Again, 25. Upsetting. Brian, you love Landon.
I love him so much.
Why wasn't he at one of your earlier picks?
I thought I could get him a little later.
I'm a little freaked out that every time Scally mentions something, like, it comes up later in another guy's bio.
Yeah, Settlers of Catan, but also his nickname is Sunshine, and he's a proud and loyal Belieber. Like, all right, Landon. And Christmas lights make Landon very happy. I think Landon is going to be a character, a little goofy, but again, 25. I don't think he's going to be winning this thing by any means.
No, but I feel like he could stick around just because he's, like, fun and nice to be around.
Exactly. He's the type where, like, a producer would like to have him on the show because he's interesting and Katie will not be uncomfortable around him needing to send him home. So I feel like Landon is a great pick here.
Yeah, I think he's going to come in with his, like, something related to Sunshine, or make it clear that his nickname is Sunshine in his limo entrance.
Ooh.
So, or maybe I'll play some, you know, Justin Bieber music. No, they can't get the rights for that. So, yeah, I think this is a good pick for as far down as you got him.
I quite like this guy, actually. I really like him.
Yeah, and I think Landon will do just fine in Paradise.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Great Paradise pick.
Oh, he's going to be buddies with my last pick because he loves Christmas lights.
Yeah, so. Moving from Dallas to Dallas, give me Courtney.
Courtney. All right, let's find out about him. I got him fairly low on my list, but some of these guys had very, like, seemed like particular religious beliefs and wanted, it was really important to them that someone matched up. And that was something, I don't know, Scally, did you see that in her bio at all? I don't remember her being particularly
religious. Yeah, I did not see that either. And with that being, like, a big problem on Tayshia's season all of a sudden at the end, I did, just like in terms of them not lining up and that being important to them, I don't know Katie's religious beliefs, but did make me nervous considering that it was not highlighted on the show nor in her bio. So I don't know if they will be a match based on how important religion is to them personally.
Yeah, Courtney, if he makes it past the first night, I'll be pretty surprised. What do you think nutrition entrepreneur means? Like, again, these careers are so vague.
Yeah.
He could have, like, a food Instagram.
IT consultant. Like, what does any of this mean?
Yeah, wasn't there someone on Matt season who like created an energy ball or something?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Let's pair them up on Paradise.
I'm betting on a food Instagram that he occasionally is trying to get deals on.
Send us some samples, Courtney.
We absolutely can be bought.
You know, it's weird to think about these guys that like they'll some of them will be on Paradise, but no one will have seen their season, right? Mm-hmm. So, or they've seen maybe a couple episodes at the most.
They've looked at the spoilers, though.
Probably. All right. So you had Courtney. Let me have Christian. The last one in my middle of the road list. So
is he wearing the same outfit as the other guy?
Is he another Renaissance man? Is he also really into Christmas or something? No, he likes parades.
No, his name is Christian.
Yeah, Christmas. Christian Christmas. He loves parades. So I feel like that maybe I'm seeing Christmas parade.
There real is estate. More going on in Boston. You don't have to go to parades.
Yeah, he like, loves parades.
Strange, it's such a stretch. Why?
Yes. Yeah, he's from Boston. I mean, let's see. Looking for someone, his best friend. His ideal woman values the meaning of making a promise and keeping their word.
How boring.
Yeah. Very strange.
He's Adrian's a thoughtful, hard worker. Like, sorry, this guy has no personality except
no.
He has a job. Like, congratulations.
Let's analyze his dream of driving the Batmobile one day.
I feel like that's a decent dream, like not super likely, but yeah. Not totally unobtainable at the same time. Like it's not a saber-toothed tiger.
Right. All right. I'm ready to move on from him.
Aren't we all?
Let's take your final picks.
Oh, I'm very torn. Oh, these are my final picks. Didn't even think about that. Where do we want to go? You know what? Let's take... I was hoping to get Christian on this last set of picks. That kind of did throw me. I'm going to take Mike, the San Diego gym owner.
Okay.
With one of my picks. Another one who does mention faith as being pretty important to him. Former baseball player. Wants someone active and but describes himself as basic at the same time.
I love that he knows that.
So self-aware is always good.
Yeah, he's got a big goal: visit 100 countries.
Could definitely it, a big goal.
Yeah, I put him low on my list because he does not like dessert, and that's a red flag for me.
Very fair.
I kind of like the two extremes. It's a red flag if you also don't like vegetables, but
Mike had a successful run in the MLB. Like,
yeah, tell me all his stats, Haley.
I don't know. Let me you guys talk amongst yourself while I do a Google.
Oh, Michael, let's see. He's looking for someone for his parents and three sisters will absolutely adore is important for him. All right. Three sisters. That's I feel like generally going to be a positive thing in terms of how he will behave on the season.
Yeah, I would think so.
But yeah,
I mean, think it stood out that he's like most importantly has the same set of values as he does. That's like the kind of prescriptive thing that I was a little worried about. Exact same set of values. What are his values?
The values do make me nervous, but he's 31. We are narrowing it down to not a lot of 30-year-olds left on this board. So another reason why I did end up going towards Mike here.
Okay, so Mike retired from baseball in the same year I graduated university. And it doesn't appear like he ever played in the majors, and from what I can tell by these team names, I don't think he made a past double A.
That would make sense.
Interesting.
But I can understand by saying them saying like not saying MILB because that would be a little bit confusing for readers maybe.
Right.
Interessante.
It happens. All right. My other pick.
Your last pick?
My last one. I know. The time has flown, I will say.
This sounds really quick.
Very quick. I had a great time. I do want both the draft and the season to be a party, so I am going to take Marty with my final pick.
Wow, I really thought he was going to fall into my lap at the end there.
Yeah, Marty's self-declared tagline, Marty brings the party.
He needs to hook up with that guy who wants to ride a horse because he loves horseback riding.
Yeah. I do also love that Marty explicitly prefers to watch movies indoors. Like, I don't know how that came up, but
Marty loves to have fun and show off his rockin' bod.
Marty's either, again, flaming out night one really hard, or he is going to be quite the character for a mid-season boot. And I'm very happy for that with my last pick.
Either way, we're seeing him in paradise, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And he's going to have some kind of impressive limo entrance, I think.
That's fair. That is very fair.
So points all around there. Yeah, I think I was going to go with Marty just because the rest of my notes, it's like nothing next to the name with who's left. So, you know, he's going to be a character for sure. So I am choosing between Connor C. and Austin. Austin, I have nothing in my notes. Connor C., I wrote that he used to wear puka shells and has the same birthday as Matthew McConaughey.
Those are the most boring facts you could find.
Exactly.
Your interesting fact. Those are
very
fact,
important to him.
Your interesting fact is about someone else.
Right.
Like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think that's maybe what it's like. So I'll go with Austin, who's a blank slate. I don't remember why anything about him. Austin, Mission Viejo. Oh, yes, this is the house flipper who has been very busy in quarantine. And his 2021 goal is to flip over 100 homes. Another, like, real go-getter, real goal-oriented, but wants to let you know it.
Mm-hmm.
While Austin has dated many women, he says he hasn't found a relationship serious enough for him to consider marriage.
Ew.
Yeah. All right.
Here's this for attainable. Austin doesn't currently have any tattoos, but he definitely wants a few.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of tattoos do you think he wants?
What is stopping you?
Ooh, he's going to get the season number tattooed. Is that where we're going?
Is he going to get it in like a game controller with like all of his bachelor stats, like 7 roses?
Oh, no. No one-on-one dates. Second night boot.
Or is he going to pull a Casey and get the tattoo while on the season?
Ooh, see, I don't know. I don't want that for him in his future, but I do want it for my TV.
It's so funny, Amy, because I was referring to Casey Clark from The Bachelor, from Big Brother's tattoo, and you just pulled out another Casey.
Another Casey. It's a tattoo.
Yeah. So that's pretty funny to me, honestly.
I don't know. I like Austin, and I think that him being like super motivated and everything is going to be attractive for Katie. But again, he's 25. I don't even know if he looks 25 yet. But so I think that is a little bit of why I had him kind of low.
So Haley, that means how is this for fitting? You end up with a former baseball player as your last pick.
That is fitting, but this guy seems like an absolute nap. Like there's truly nothing here that I'm like, okay, I could pull this out with a Midwestern heart of gold. Is Oklahoma considered Midwest? Like I thought that was South thing.
Right. I never consider that Midwest.
Do you think Katie would move to Oklahoma?
No.
Yeah, hard no.
Yeah, no.
Connor is always up for a good time, whether that means going out for a night of bowling or enjoying an intimate night in. When I think of fun night out, I think of bowling.
That's the thing, is that the like opposite of a quiet night in is bowling for Connor. Right. Like that is still a one on the scale, Connor.
Yeah. Like, do I enjoy bowling? Yes. But is that like a mid-range activity on the excitement scale? It's like below mid-range, honestly.
So, and again, someone who with raising his future family in the church is a huge priority. Mm-hmm. Maybe again lines right up with Katie, but not something that we've seen so far.
Something tells me that and I don't want to be presumptuous, something tells me that Connor wouldn't really enjoy his future wife owning a vibrator.
We may have had similar thoughts.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to sound rude.
I think he's going to come in and lecture her or something. Oh,
no.
Like, all you need. No, I'm not even going to say it. Well, I'm not even going to say what I was going to say because I was horrified by it as it was passing through my brain.
We don't know how anything about how Connor is as a lover. So
don't know. But he wants a woman. He wants a woman who is a giver. So.
Oh.
No.
Okay. I'm sure we can set that up. That's the 30 guys.
Oh, wow. I can't believe we're through them already.
Sorry, listeners. No team for you this year. Well, no team for you yet. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Oh yeah. We don't know you get Blake or not. Right?
Hey. And anyone else realistically could show up here. They want to stretch these episodes out. Especially if may or may not, you know, before they were planning originally.
Well, if we think about what they did with Matt James, where Michelle came in late and several women came in late, are they going to do that with some of these guys? Or are there people here that are going to show up that we haven't even seen yet? Because didn't he start with 30 and then there were, or 25? I don't remember, but
I don't think that those bios were originally up. So we could have more people showing up here.
All right, listeners, stay tuned. But, Haley, Scally, anything else you want to say about this season or
overall? I'm going to be honest. I'm concerned about the entertainment value that this season is going to provide.
Okay.
I feel like this cast has a lot of reasonably dateable guys, which doesn't always make for great television.
Yeah.
And Katie is so like sure in what she wants. I could see there being no suspense.
Yeah. Well, hey, if that means that the producers keep hold of my draft picks longer, then I won't complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to the end of this and I was like, yeah, there really aren't like those so many like wild characters that are clear from at least the bios.
I'm sure some of them will break out at least a little bit, but you know, there's some that you never see coming.
Yeah. And so this season is going to have Tayshia and Caitlin hosting. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Let's hope that David Spade is not back for Michelle's season. just roll with that.
Can you imagine? Like, I'm having a hard time putting that concept into practice.
I have to like, did every single Bachelor alum say no before we got to David Spade? Because I'm excited for Tayshia and Caitlin.
Right. I'm very much looking forward to their dynamic with Katie. I think that's going to provide some really wonderful chemistry. And some of my favorite parts of Bachelor season is the female camaraderie. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited that we're going to get some here.
Yeah. And I guess maybe there could have been like, I don't know if you want Caitlin and particularly Tayshia showing up where all of their exes are now trying to find love on the island. So I could see why there was a conflict of interest there and not moving them forward. Mm-hmm. But
like Tayshia, if Blake shows up, what's Tayshia going to do? Just be like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
Ooh, didn't even think about that.
Yeah. No, I didn't put that together. Yeah.
How are you feeling about this, Amy? What do you think? What's your first impressions?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, it kind of, I don't have anything to go off of, really. So, you know, I'm excited to see it, but I don't have this strong feeling like, oh, it's going to be a great season. I'm just kind of more curious about it, I guess. We don't have the same kind of low stakes that we had where we would just take anything when we were watching them, listen to your heart and stuff like that, where it's like, give us entertainment. Like, we've had a year now of, you know, I don't know, our expectations are higher. So it does throw me off a little bit that the season ended early. I don't want another Claire situation. So where it's really predictable.
Yeah, that's fair. That's so fair.
I'm interested. Well, if they really do, like if they're mad at Katie for, you know, if she does like not go by their schedule or whatever, maybe she doesn't get such a great edit. Maybe that swims for some entertainment, seeing some, you know, a side of a lead that we may not have seen otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So overall, I'm excited. Excited to follow along with how this draft goes. That always makes it more entertaining, especially for the premiere. So looking for those crazy entrances, emotional stories, little mini dates and things like that. So
Amy, yeah. Where can people find the draft results?
They can find them following at George CTV. And then we'll talk about them the following episode as well. And Scally, where can people find you?
All right. Well, people can find me on Twitter at Brian_Scally, where anything I'm doing, I'll post about there, retweet, quote tweet, whatever the case may be. Most recently, I did Twitch with Jordan Kalish and Rob talking about Survivor trivia and competing over there, as well as I'm going to be later this week on the RHAP Rewind with Chappelle. Rob's away for a week, going to talk about, I don't know if it's announced yet, but a very, very talked about show. I don't know. I'm binging it, so I'm curious to see. I'll tell you after we
end. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm very excited for this one. I have a couple
guesses in my head.
Oh,
yeah.
So that will be fun, as well as wrapping up the season over on the Dom and Colin podcast with the challenge coverage, finishing up Challenge All-Stars, but do have a draft with Haley and Colin Stone coming out shortly about the contestants on season 37 that they're currently filming, as well as a must-lose draft with Brian and Allie coming out, you know, once the cast is closer to being announced. So all of that with myself and Matt Ligori can be over there. And then otherwise, thank you guys for having me again. Had a ton of really fun.
About time. Like, you're like the draft expert. So maybe that's why we've put off having you on.
No,
I want to get smoked again.
More than thrilled. And like I said, these bios, not giving much. I feel like we're on a very even playing field. Right.
Also, you are probably my favorite reality TV account on Twitter.
Ooh, no, stop.
I your gift creation, your use of photos is just like unmatched. Like, it's truly wonderful. So is it Brian_Scally or just Brian?
Brian_Scally.
Brian_Scally on Twitter.
Can't get
plus follow.
I stay reporting just at Scally on Twitter all the time, trying to get it.
Me and H Strong or Haley Strong. I've had a fairly busy off season. No rest for the wicked. I have been regularly doing the Top Chef wrap up with Kirk Clark and LaTanya Starks. That has just been absolutely a thrill for me. It's been so much fun. I was on the reality rewind a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago. Again, I don't remember. Talking about America's Next Top Model with Rob Chappelle and Shannon Gus. I also joined Rob and Lindsay Wilson to talk about Survivor Africa on the RHAP Survivor Best Seasons of All Time countdown, which was a real thrill. What else have I been doing? Gosh, I don't know. Just puttering around. Yeah, that draft podcast coming out eventually. This podcast, you're listening to it, you know what's happening. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at astrong_, or if you want to check out what I'm reading, you can follow that account on Instagram at the Strong Library. One of the books I read in this off season was One to Watch, which was a really great book, kind of talking about the bachelor, like living a bachelor type season. With a plus size woman as the lead, which is really, really great. And kind of it's like the imagination of like what we would love to see on mm-hmm. this godforsaken show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's if you're not tired of me yet, then check out those things.
Yeah. And Asia and I just wrapped up covering Married at First Sight the last season. And so we'll hopefully be back. But if you feel like binging a show that's on the Lifetime app, go do that and check out our coverage on the Rehabups feed. Otherwise, you can follow me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thank you again, Scally, for joining us.
Oh, no. Thank you. Pleasure was all mine.
Ah, shucks.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.